This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari authenticates 13 bills endorsed by both the houses of the federal parliament. The Nepali Congress leader Pushpa Bhushal elected to the post of Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives. And Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe sworn in as acting president after mass protests. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has authenticated various 13 bills that were endorsed by both the houses of the federal parliament. The president authenticated bills including bill designed to amend some acts against sexual violence and bill designed to regulate the use of acid and other hazardous chemicals. Nepali Congress leader Pushpa Bhushal has been elected to the post of Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives. In the election held at the House of Representatives yesterday, Bhushal secured 148 votes in her favour, whereas her close contender Bidya Bhattarai from the main opposition CPN-UML obtained 93 votes. One voter remained neutral in the process. A total of 242 parliamentarians were present in the meeting. She was nominated as the candidate for the post representing the Nepali Congress. CPN Maoist Centre Chief Whip Dev Gurung had proposed her candidacy and CPN Unified Socialist lawmaker Lakshmi Chaudhary seconded the proposal. The first meeting of the House of Representatives accepted the proposal seeking deliberation on the Nepal Citizenship First Amendment Bill 2022. Responding to the questions raised during the theoretical discussions on the bill in the House yesterday, Home Minister Balkrishna Kant said to ensure citizenship certificates to all eligible citizens was the responsibility of all political parties. On the occasion, he also assured that the government was cautious enough not to issue any Nepali citizenships to any foreigners. He further said, as the citizenship was a sensitive subject, the parliament itself must discuss the matter. The government had withdrawn the old bill and a new bill had been introduced. Prior to this, lawmaker Pavitra Nirola Kharel demanded clarification from the government side regarding the news that the government had been preparing to procure arms for security forces. The five-party alliance partners have reached an agreement to extend the term of transitional justice commissions. A meeting of top leaders of the five-party alliance partners took the decision in this regard yesterday. Vice Chairperson of the Rashtriya Janamorcha Durga Podel said the meeting decided to extend the term of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission of Inquiry on Enforced Disappeared Persons. The term of both commissions is only till today. The meeting drew the conclusion to pass the citizenship-related bill in consent. The meeting was coordinated by Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has reached New Delhi in course of his three-day goodwill and a political visit to India. Talking to media persons at the Trivandrum International Airport before his departure to New Delhi yesterday, Chairman Dahal said his India visit would remain meaningful for Nepal and present ruling coalition. Prior to his departure, Chairman Dahal had informed Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba and Foreign Affairs Minister Narayan Khadka about his visit, saying he, along with the leaders and coalition partners, are clear about the balanced foreign policy. Chairman Dahal said he would visit China after his return from India. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed ambassadors of Nepal to various countries. Issuing a statement yesterday, the office of the president informed that Nepali ambassador to Bahrain Tirtharaj Wagli, ambassador to Oman Dornath Arial, ambassador to Saudi Arabia Navaraj Subedi, ambassador to Sri Lanka Basudev Mishra, Ambassador to Austria, Bharat Kumar Regmi, Ambassador to Egypt, Sushil Kumar Lamsal, and Ambassador to Bangladesh, Ghanashyam Bhandari, took the oath of office and secrecy yesterday. Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal's Federal Council Chairperson Dr. Baburam Bhattrai and 8 other central office bearers have been relieved from their posts. A 2-day meeting of the Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal's Central Committee in Birgans decided to relieve Dr. Bhattrai and 8 others from all responsibilities for carrying out activities against party's stature and interest. Senior member of the party, Ashok Rai, was unanimously picked chairperson of the Federal Council of the party. The CPN-UML has urged the government to take necessary steps to control cholera, accusing the government of not paying attention to control it. At a news conference organized by the Health and Population Department of the CPN-UML, Department Chief Yogesh Bhattrai blamed the government for not taking any step to control cholera in Kathmandu Valley. The CPN-UML also urged the government to create an environment for the production of medicines in the country, as billions of rupees is sent abroad in course of importing medicines every year. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe has been sworn in as acting president as the country reels from an economic crisis and unrest. He replaces Gotabaya Rajapaksa, who fled to Singapore after unprecedented mass protests which saw demonstrators overrun the presidential palace. A BBC report says protesters defied a curfew to celebrate his resignation during the night. Sri Lanka is experiencing economic chaos as it faces an acute shortage of food, fuel and other basic supplies. Residents and holidaymakers have fled towns and villages in France as fires are whipped up by high winds and tinted dry conditions in several countries in Europe. More than 10,000 people have been forced to leave the southwestern Gironde region in the past few days. Dozens of fires are said to be burning in Portugal and Spain, where temperatures have surged above 40 degrees Celsius. At least 281 deaths in two countries were linked to the heat wave. Several towns in western Spain have been evacuated. Meanwhile, Britain's Meteorological Office weather forecaster has declared a national emergency, issuing a red extreme heat warning for parts of England for Monday and Tuesday next week. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain is possible at a few places in Province 1, Madhesh Province and Bagmati Province, and at one or two places in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 31.2 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Vidyadevi Bhandari authenticates 13 bills endorsed by both the houses of the federal parliament. Nepali Congress leader Pushpa Bhusal elected to the post of Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives. And Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe sworn in as acting president after mass protests. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.